Good morning. Acting Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez yesterday rejected a request from Alberto Núñez Feijóo, the leader of the Conservatives, to support him in a vote to form a government and will instead seek a new term himself. Feijóo's People's Party won the most seats in the July elections, but came short of a working majority and is trying to garner enough support in the lower house. He had asked Sanchez in a meeting earlier yesterday to back him for at least 2 years in exchange for policy pacts. In a document handed to Sanchez, Mr. Feijóo said a 2-year government pact could be extended if both parties agreed. Legislatures normally last 4 years. Unfortunately, what I have obtained, as far as I understand, is a no, Feijóo told reporters. Sanchez did not speak to the media, but a Socialist Party spokesman ruled out support for Feijóo's premiership bid. Mr. Feijóo made his offer to Sanchez's Socialists to avoid winning over support from separatist groups with concessions he is unwilling to grant. The mother of the Spanish Soccer Federation's beleaguered chief, Luis Rubiales, who started a hunger strike in support of her son on Monday, was taken to a local hospital yesterday after feeling tired and stressed, so the local priest said. Angelis Bejar had locked herself in a church in her hometown of Motril to protest at the treatment of her son in a furore over kissing World Cup player Jenny Hermoso on the mouth, which led to his suspension by FIFA on Saturday. She was taken to the Santa Ana Hospital in Motril yesterday evening. Meanwhile, Spanish society must break a pact of silence and stop normalising sexist behaviour and better support women brave enough to speak out when it happens, so Acting Equality Minister Irene Montero said yesterday. Montero said in an interview she hoped the row created by that kiss will serve as a point of inflection in the fight against sexism. Gender issues are a prominent topic. In the past several years, tens of thousands of women have taken part in street marches protesting against sexual abuse and violence. The left-wing coalition government, led by Pedro Sanchez, has presided over several legal reforms, including around equal pay and abortion rights. The hard-right Vox Party said the Rubiales case was a political witch hunt designed to obfuscate the errors committed by the government with the sexual violence law. However, Vox did call for Rubiales to resign, citing behaviour incompatible with the presidency of a federation. And some 15,000 people, including many tourists, pelted each other with tomatoes yesterday as the annual Tomatina street battle took place in Buñol. Workers on lorries tipped 120 tons of overripe tomatoes into the main streets of the town for participants to throw at each other. The street fight leaves both the street, its houses and participants drenched in red pulp. The town hoses down the area and the revellers shower off within minutes of the hour-long noon battle finishing. The festival, held on the last Wednesday of August, was inspired by a food fight between local children back in 1945 in the town, which is located in a tomato-producing region. Media attention in the 1980s turned it into a national and international event, drawing participants from every corner of the world. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.